Welcome to Intergalactic Wasabi Mix, live mix by Snowdusk, on Anon Radio.
Guten Abend, meine sehr geehrten Damen und Herren. Ich bringe Ihnen heute Abend einen super duften neuen Song aus dem Sägezahnzyklus und all diejenigen, die schon gegessen haben und ihre einzigen Drink rumnuckeln, sollten endlich mal ihren Arsch bewegen und sich auf die Tanzfläche bewegen. Und nun geht es los.
Welcome to the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix on and on radio.net. My name is Snowdusk, and I will be your DJ for the next hour. Thank you for tuning in. We are in the Anon Radio Room on SDF Com Mode Chat. Also on IRC, log on to irc.sdf.org in the Anon Radio channel. Alright, so that was Thomas B. Heckman with Tanzmaschine. Dance Machine. Alright, this is Jensen Interceptor and Assembler Code with Runner. We'll be right back. For tuning in, you are now listening to a lot of French electro clash. This is what they call it, electro clash. Mostly French artists. That was Miss Kitten, and now this is Gezafelstein and the Hacker with Cranked. Thank you so much to all the folks on Calm, Froggy Me, Bob Youngman, Shu Fei. Willkommen. I know you typed something German there somewhere. Gemlog, Adam D and Claire, JWH. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget IRC. Don't forget Adam D, Bob Youngman. And who else is on IRC? That's it, pretty much. Wow. This sounds like me. Sorry for the profanity.
Sex every night with my famous friends.
This is Miss Kitten again with the Hacker. Those three, you know, those three French artists. Miss Kitten, the Hacker, and Gesaffelstein. They're awesome. Sorry, Shufei! We better stop it. I don't know what else she's gonna say. Actually, you know what? I'm so glad that DJ Peace, aka F Fog, played Miss Kitten on his last show. Yeah, she's badass. Don't mess with a kitten. Alright, this is the Horrorist with the Man Maker. The Man Master. The Coretta and Worker Poor remix. Thank you again for tuning in.
The boss. face. Kill my smile. Scream in my eyes. Show me the boss.
Stuxnet, and all I can say is, wow, what an incredible operation. For those who aren't aware, Stuxnet, spelled S-T-U-X-N-E-T, is a malicious worm that infects machines with malicious purposes, which I'll get to soon. It was the most sophisticated and most targeted attack ever uncovered. It spread itself through zero-day exploits found in shared USB sticks and shared printing devices. A zero-day exploit is an exploit that is only found once the worm is discovered. Most malware and viruses use exploits that are already known or require a user to install something on a machine. A zero-day exploit is incredibly rare, and what is even more rare is that Stuxnet used up to 4 known zero-day exploits, possibly more. The aim of Stuxnet was never truly understood. Its effects, however, were hyper-specific and led investigators at antivirus companies, to believe that they were uncovering international espionage. The Stuxnet virus would infect many computers, however, would only ever activate if a hyper-specific set of criteria were met. This criteria turned out to match the machines that were responsible for maintaining optimum conditions to enrich uranium in nuclear silos found in Iran. As it is not known what the true aim of Stuxnet were, or where it originated from, it is hard to know if it was successful. It did, however, delay Iran's proliferation of nuclear weaponry until this year, 2015. Obama recently made a deal with Iran about nuclear weaponry. I wonder how connected the two are. Stuxnet's code hasn't truly been unraveled, and probably never will be. It is really scary to know what an impact cyber terrorism can have. It must be noted that due to the expertise, time, and resources that would be required to undertake such an operation like Stuxnet, it is most likely state-operated and state-funded and state-run. I don't know whether that makes it less scary or more scary.
There's your public announcement. Thank you, Joel Kimber. That was Stuxnet. All right, this is Stuxnet. By the joy of doubt. All right. I hope I didn't bore you with that one. The Shufei knows this artist. Maybe it's past. It's her favorite. This is Poppy with Interweb. Isn't that a really cute song? It's Poppy. And I'd like to say thank you to Shufei. Yeah, that's right. Because she introduced me to Poppy. See, this is a good thing about Anon Radio and having people, being able to interact with your listeners. Because you get to, you learn from your listeners as well. Right? There's no way you'll know everything. But your listeners know something, and then you check it out. And then if you like it, play it. Thank you so much. Oh, hello and welcome to Butt Stuff. This is Ladytron, sorry. Gold Frap, Fly Me Away. The Ladytron remix. We'll be right back. Wow. It sounds like a cyberpunk Sunday tonight. This is again the Horrorist. Programmed. The Thomas P. Heckman remix. Hello and welcome to Exile D. Thank you for tuning in. I was just telling everyone, it sounds, the mix tonight sounds cyberpunkish. Yeah, actually, you know what? You probably, if you like minimal industrial music, I don't know, I think it's minimal industrial. Check out The Horrorist. You might get scared if you first, you know, if you see him for the first time. He's from New York. Because he looks like a... He looks like a neo-Nazist, but he's not. It's just his style. His songs are all scary. He's always like telling stories. That's his style. The Horrorist. Alright, this is Autocrats. With The Idiots Are Winning. Thank you so much to all the folks on Calm. They're too nice. They're too kind. Okay, this is another French artist, David Carretta. Wait, I think he's French. Kind of like same genre as The Hacker, Miss Kitten, and Gesaffelstein. David Carretta with Land of Sin. This is ARPANET. See, I told you, it's cyberpunkish. ARPANET with Einstein Ring. The room is still talking about Mexican food. We've been talking about Mexican food since DJ Iogama's show. Even when Froggy Me's not here. Usually it's Froggy Me. I'm just kidding. Mexican food is awesome, I think. SMJ and Froggy Me, they always talk about Taco Hero. Taco Hero's Chili Rellenos. I never had it. It sounds delicious. Oh, there's SMJ. I have a problemo with Poblasnos. What's that? Poblasnos? Poblanos. I know you mentioned that earlier. No pills? Burrito. Can you thrill? Can you do the thrill? The R? Rrr. The Yakuzas are pretty good at it. Yeah, yeah. This show is brought to you by Taco Giros, Chili Rellenos. Get it while supplies last. I think it's the same artist. I can't remember now. I think ARPANET and Doppler Effect are the same person. So this is Doppler Effect with Info Physics. I love Mexican food. Oh, bad stuff. Then you can do the rrr. I used to be so good at doing the thrilled R. I do practice. But then, you know, recently I can't do the thrilled R so much. That's not good. Burrito. There you go. I have a Japanese friend. And I laugh every time she does the thrilled R. So I tell her to do the thrilled R, and it would say it like this. R is probably the most interesting sound or alphabet in the world. It's very interesting, R. You know, the Japanese R is not really R. It's basically the middle of D and L. It's weird. You have to, it's like da. So ramen. When you say ramen, you don't say ramen. Only Yakuza would say ramen. You say damen. Anyway, never mind. Better concentrate on my mix. But that's okay. I wasn't expecting it's gonna be this. Oh, of course. 154 beats per minute. Oh well. Let's listen to it because it's cool. We'll be right back. Yeah, I really want to talk about the R. It's so interesting, R. Spanish and Scottish R are kind of the same, you know? So it's like rah. But only the Spaniards, I mean, Spanish speakers have the double R. So you have to prolong the R. I'm so weird, sorry. Yeah, this is a modulator with nitrate. Oh, I'm glad it woke up. It woke Chupay up. The French R and the German R are the same. So it's not the R that you think of. It's L. Your tongue is somewhere closer to the, you know, the back of your mouth. L. But then, you know, we heard Hitler speak. He rolled his R. Rolled. He's dead. That's not how Germans speak nowadays. They pronounce R the same way the French does. So, Kaumann. I love this noise. This is, by the way, free to download on SoundCloud. It says right on the title, free. This is awesome. This is, you know, this. Good job, Modular, aka Freddy Fresh. Thank you again for tuning in. So all of us here on and on radio are members of the Super Dimension Fortress, or the SDF Public Access Unix System. This is our social network, based on command lines. No, it's not purely, because we also have Mastodon. Yeah, if you know, join us. If you like Unix, or if you want to learn Unix, I joined SDF when I had no idea, you know, I didn't know any Unix when I joined. Well, not really. I lied. I knew Mac OS X, but it was like, what was it? Aqua. Mac OS 10 point, you know, version 1. Or, no, sorry, 10.1. So I know a little bit, but still, you know, I learned through SDF, yeah, sdf.org, sorry, sdf.org, and get your own free shell account. No sharing. When you support SDF, you also support Anon Radio. It's pretty much just one entity. You only share files. You don't share shell accounts. Because file sharing is caring. Very good, Exile. Sharing is scary. No, file is okay. Just not the shell. Okay. SMJ said, when you join ARPA, an angel dies. Yeah, we have different levels of membership, you know. I'm in the meta. It doesn't mean I know everything about meta. Just, you know, you become a sustaining member, meaning you support SDF. Eternally. It's really cheap. It's like $4. Wait, sorry. $9 per quarter. And then you get everything. You get so much storage. My website is actually hosted by SDF on the Meta array. Lots of storage. I don't have to worry about storage. Yeah, check out my site, snowdusk.sdf.org. Unfortunately, this is all the time we have for the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix. Okay, please make sure you check out our schedule. Okay, subscribe to our calendar so you don't miss any of our shows. After my show is Open VoIP, call 929-299-1269. And maybe SMJ or maybe Jazzmaz or maybe Shufei will be waiting for you. Waiting for your call. Operator standing by. Have your credit cards ready. I'm just joking. And then after that is 3 hours of free live stream for everyone. Open mic. Go to anonradio.net/openmic to find out how to live stream. Yes, anyone can live stream. Then tomorrow we have Tobes Dubious Goals Committee, of course, because it's always every day. 1930 to 2000 hours UTC. If you missed any of our shows, you can always go to the archives. Go to archives.anonradio.net. Thank you again for tuning in. Have a great one. This has been Snowdusk signing off.
Thank you for listening to Intergalactic Wasabi Mix. Live mix by...
Hello, UIT9299. I'm the IEFOLGOII. Freestyle 929.